Next, Nitai Chaitanyada, subject, Facebook. What's all this about? Facebook, that's another whole dimension of existence which I've decided not to get into. I'm not on Facebook. People ask me for my Facebook, add me as a friend. Of course, the world is internet-oriented these days, but and of course, Facebook can be used, and various internet and all these media can be used for preaching. In fact, this what I'm speaking now is being broadcast via the internet. And some anyone watching? Can you see? 5 people are watching somewhere. So that can be used, but at the same time, the more we get into this, the more impersonal, in a sense, it becomes. We're not actually meeting people or being in direct contact with them. There is an intimacy which is created by being with people rather than just the digital impression of people on a screen or the digital sound which is reproduced, which is not the original sound. So being with people, actual people, is less and less in the modern world. It's as we become more and more mechanized. So those who are leaving, please see they get prasadam before they go. Can that be seen to? Or you want to give them a picture of internet photo of prasadam? That won't help very much, will it? Anyway, you can have many people on the internet, but a personal meeting has its own atmosphere and intimacy and interaction, which is not possible via the internet. So, question: is it conducive for devotional service to use social networking? That's what it's called, social networking. Social networking. I'm just trying to think what that means. That's the term used. They call these Facebook and what's the other ones? Orkuts? Orkut. They're called social Twitter. Yeah. I don't really know what it is, but because I don't go there, but I have some idea. It's called social networking sites. Is it conducive for devotional service to use social networking sites like Facebook or Twitter? Can we use it for purposes like preaching, sadhu, sangha, or other devotional interactions? How far one should go to use such sites in the name of preaching? Certainly you can contact people through that. Can be used for preaching. Can be, but I personally prefer to limit my internet interactions. That's all. Different people have different styles, I guess, but there are some people who live their whole life on the internet, almost literally. I mean, apart from eating. But that they may also do while they're on the internet. So, I also use a computer a lot for writing books. But, in the modern age that is a facility for preaching. Those who are inclined, they can do that, but how far should we go? Yeah, don't just become an internet junkie that you spend your whole life on the internet and don't. That word is there, Facebook friend. But I don't know how you can really be a friend with someone only by Facebook. Friend means among there are different exchanges. What are the exchanges? Priti lakshanam, dadati pratigrihnati. So, giving something, receiving something. then guhyamakhyati prichati. I guess that's possible by internet to have intimate discussion. But how intimate can you be with someone who you only know from the internet? Then bhungte bhojayate chaiva. Well, they didn't work out that yet, how to send plate of prasadam by the internet. So these things can be done by actual personal interaction. So yeah, these things can be used for preaching, but not as a substitute for personal interaction, but to that can enhance that. And in the modern age, especially people who are living in remote places, they can take advantage of association with devotees via the internet. So it has its advantages, but like I say, we shouldn't live our whole life on the internet. Better to be with real people. And again, these farm communities that Srila Prabhupada wanted to set up, they make life as it's... Farm community means to live life the way that Krishna personally chooses to live. Because it's... Why does Krishna choose to live like that? He's also Vaikunthanath. And Krishna, if he wanted, he could have also had a mobile phone and a Twitter account and all this thing. But Krishna decided to come at a time when there weren't all these things. It's not that we're more advanced than Krishna. Now we have mobile. Of course, Krishna's in everyone's heart, so he doesn't need a mobile phone. He can hear everything that's going on. Even if you think you're speaking privately, only me and my girlfriend, who happens to be someone else's wife, and only we two know, but Krishna knows. You're going to get punished with one of those cruel punishments. But Krishna chose to live that very intimate life, rural life, because that's very pleasing. Just like when we were coming up the stairs here, I pointed out that there's everything here is concrete, and there's a little bit of earth where some plants are growing. Whereas on the farm where I've been out there for the last couple of weeks, there's a little bit of concrete and then acres and acres of earth. Here you'll hear the motorbikes. And the dogs barking. I guess you get that in the village, not at that farm. And then the people arguing in the middle of the night. Last night there was a like this. But here on the farm we hear the peacocks. You don't hear in the city. Well, we do. If you're at the edge of the city, you can hear. Even in Iskon Baroda, which is quite in the city now, but until recently we used to hear the peacocks from the fields, maybe half a kilometer away. At Iskon Ahmedabad, when they first build the temple, there's all fields around and so many peacocks. Now there's no peacocks. Now there's trucks. 24 hours a day you can hear the sound of trucks going past. So that's a more pleasing life, isn't it? When these buildings were first built here, how long ago was that? 6 years ago? Only 4 years ago. So it's mostly, you could look out and see fields, and now you can't see, now there's hardly a little block, there's hardly a little patch of field anywhere. So it's a more pleasing and natural life, and people are more natural and real in their dealings also. When I see the village people in India and I go among them, I think these are like real human beings, whereas people in the cities, they're like some kind of ghosts or something. Really, I mean, they're just so... People in this... They're so... They don't look at each other, they don't like each other. There's how many people in Hyderabad, Secunderabad, Twin Cities? More than a crore, must be, huh? Yeah. Yeah. So everyone's wishing that everyone else would just vanish. Yeah. It's like they don't. You're surrounded by so many people, but you don't know any of them. You don't like any of them. It's a very, but in the villages, you see people, they live very normal kind of relationships. Men are men, women are women. The women aren't trying to be men, the men are not trying to be women. The women, they look after their children. Now that's all changing also, because they watch the TV. So it makes a... So these more and more artificial, Facebook, Twitter, there's no end to it, but more personal, natural dealings with actually human beings, the way God made us, is that I'm also traveling here and there, that's true, but for the sake of preaching Krishna consciousness. But for grihasthas, the natural life is in the village, you know a few people. Now, you can't know hundreds and thousands of people. So you know a few people and you're very intimate with them. You might fight with them sometimes, but anyway you have to live with each other. You have to help each other. So we can use these things for preaching, the internet, but better as far as possible if our grihasthas especially, they live simple life on the land without so many artificial so-called necessities. Now in the village everyone also, they have a cell phone. What do you need? From thousands of years no one had cell phones. Now it's a necessity. Necessity means you have to spend money. Where does the money come from? Then you need more and more money. It's a money-based economy. Money is not necessary. Still in Sri Lanka there are many people living. They never use money. They don't need money. They live in the village and everything's there. No money. There's how much they earn? Nothing. Their income each year, in terms of money, zero. Expenditure, zero.